have been holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
Coming to you live from the Sydney Cricket Ground, this is the 2017 AFL Pride game between the Saints and the Swans on Joy. We are the Chicks Talking Footy. I'm Motti. I'm also with Fee, and we are delighted to have join us the president of the Rainbow Crows, Brett McAloney, who's found his way to Sydney for the match. That's a big effort to come all the way when you don't even barrack for either team.
No, it certainly is, but it's all about the pride.
You barrack for equality.
Exactly, that's right.
And have you joined together with a whole lot of other rainbow collectives in the
yes,
the crowd?
Yeah, there's certainly a few of us there. Obviously, there's plenty of Swans and St Kilda people, but I'm sitting next to a couple of GWS supporters as well.
I saw that on Twitter, actually.
Yes, yep. So, yeah, we're all one big happy family.
It is good, isn't it? And I think this allows it, doesn't it? This allows us all to just mix happily, you know, under the banner of the pride. And
it certainly does. It's probably the one thing I've been most impressed about with since becoming involved in the Rainbow Crows is how welcoming and how friendly everyone is in between the clubs. On the field, we're all enemies, but, you know, off the field, you know, once again, we're all big one happy family. So,
which is why we often shouldn't sit together at games, I think. One person's dancing on someone's grave and the other person's cheering.
Well, we all love footy is the other.
Yeah, well, that's,
well, that's
the
right.
Other part, isn't it? So we have got a single interest in that level.
So there's now 14 LGBTI AFL supporter groups.
Yes.
Out of 18 teams, which is phenomenal, because last year it would have almost doubled from last year, really.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why do you think it's important to have these supporter groups alongside, you know, the clubs? What's the purpose of it?
Well, I think it's all about inclusion. It's about feeling welcome going to a game and feeling safe. And that's certainly something that the Rainbow Crows have certainly concentrated on this year. So we've had a couple of group ticketing events where the club has reserved us 30 tickets, and so we've been able to invite some of the more vulnerable people in the community.
And
so
all sat together and felt safe in that
together,
way.
Yeah. Oh, that's
great.
So about 6 weeks ago, we actually had a group of trans men join us in Adelaide, and then last night we had two groups from the queer youth groups that come, and we actually raised funds throughout the year and actually paid for them. So they got their tickets basically for free.
That's amazing. And do you think it makes a difference just in those two examples you've mentioned?
It's made a huge difference, actually. And that's one thing I think it's probably shocked me to a little bit. I mean, we know that we're helping out, and it's certainly a positive thing. The amount of feedback that I've received, letters, messages from members of our community, and particularly members that have come along to the games, they've said it's made such a massive impact. We've had people who haven't been to a game for nearly 15 years and that said that, you know, they didn't feel comfortable, and some of those members have now come to three or four games this year after not being there for such a long time, and other members that have never been. So it's certainly been a big impact, we've found.
That's a massive community service that you're doing for those people. Just giving them finding them a home, really, in that kind of way.
And I don't think I certainly didn't envision that at first. For us, it felt like it was something fun. We love the footy, we love, obviously, our community, but it certainly developed into something a lot more.
Yeah, and I noticed, you know, the clubs seem to be really getting behind a lot of the supporter groups. You know, some of them, and I started the Hawke's Pride group recently.
Yes.
Carlton Pride, launched recently. Power have launched a pride group called Adelaide Power. And some of the clubs have designed logos and asked for the groups to inform their diversity action plans.
Yes.
How's your relationship with the Rainbow Crows?
I would say it's still developing.
Yep.
Look, they've been helpful in that they've provided us with some merchandise. They helped us reserve those group ticketing for those three games, which was obviously quite a massive thing for us. We're probably still working on building that communication rapport with the wider club and perhaps the people at the top, which we need to sort of get really working with us so that we can work down. So it's still a work in progress, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I would think that, or again, I'll use the word hope, but I would think that a game like this that other clubs would sit and look and go, oh, hang on, the AFL are supporting and sanctioning this. The Swans and the Saints are massively on the front foot with this Pride game. We better get moving too.
Yes, well, that's certainly what we hope.
We better open our ears and our eyes to what your members are telling you.
Certainly.
Yeah. Now, you've got some events coming up, haven't you?
We certainly do. Yeah, we're quite excited about. So we've got the Feast Festival in Adelaide, which is in November, which is equivalent to, and I'm trying to remember the name of your festival in January in Melbourne.
Midsummer.
Oh, right. So yes, it's our equivalent to our Adelaide Queer Arts and Community Festival. So we're getting the final details down for two events. One of them, which we can announce all of the details, well, almost all, we actually are holding an AFL Queer Pride Come and Try AFL event. So we've actually secured three or four Crows women's players to come along and teach us some basic skills.
What was that date again? So, I might find myself in Adelaide.
So that's on November the 12th.
Fabulous.
Yes. Yeah, so, sorry, it's November. Sorry, November the 19th.
Oh, that could have been awkward.
I'm just having
a weekend in Adelaide by myself.
Yeah. We've had a message retweeted by Greg Curran. I know he's a listener of the show. He said, what an awesome effort at Chicks Talking Footy. Your Pride game coverage is lifting so many of us. Hashtag AFL.
There we
Thanks,
go.
Greg.
Hashtag Pride. And there's a second one, it's a panel,
yes,
TV panel discussion.
Yes, certainly is. So that one's the one on the 12th, which is a Sunday night.
Right.
That's the night after our Pride March. And there's some good
crowd cheering
out there.
There's
a goal by the Sydney Swans. The rainbow flags in the cheer squad are being waved vigorously over there,
which is fantastic
to see.
Sorry about that. So, so that night we've got an AFL diversity panel. So it's a TV interview style panel. And we are almost at the point of signing on some Crows women's players to talk about the increase in development in women in the AFL, and we've got Jason Ball coming over to talk about his side of the story and things like that.
It is amazing that 12-month progression, isn't it? With the AFLW, we had Amanda Frugier and Renee Forth on before the start of the evening, and they were, they were sort of saying that they didn't really know. There was kind of a murmur.
Yes.
But they, it was announced in September and they were in the club in November.
Yes.
So it happened such a whirlwind, didn't it?
Most definitely.
Well done, Brett, and thanks so much for coming and being part of the Pride Game broadcast, and enjoy the rest of your night with whatever rainbow celebrations that you're doing.
Will do.
So
thank you very much, Joy.
Thank you, Brett.
Thanks.